Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
No one supports zoos more than this program and myself. I just got news about a Japanese zoo who recently discovered that a hippopotamus in their care, Jin-chan, thought to be a male for 7 years, is actually a female. Now, it doesn't say whether Jin-chan was born at this Japanese zoo or if it was shipped in, but they initially obviously believed it to be a male. Then they said, well, you know what, we're not sure. The behavior isn't quite matching what typical male hippos do. So they did a DNA test, and it revealed their true gender. Now, I know what you're thinking. Couldn't they just, I don't know, look underneath the hippo and see whether it's a male or a female? Now, perhaps someone did that, and perhaps this particular hippo, Jin-chan, wasn't as large as the other hippos, so it looked more like a female underneath than it did a male, poor little thing. So now they realize that it's female, and they're backtracking and saying they recognize the importance of confirming the sex. Really, I don't know why that's important, other than we just want to know. But they're going to ensure that mistakes like this will never happen again. So that's good. For all you hippos out there that are suffering from, I look like a female hippo underneath, you don't have to worry about it, because at least at the Japanese zoo, they're taking steps that kind of mistake will never happen again. Whew! That is good news. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. So the city of Dallas, the police department, are teaming up with camera owners in the city to try to solve crimes more quickly. Now, the police department is launching a volunteer camera registry program called Connect Dallas. And it will allow residents, businesses, and organizations to register their security cameras online. And it's for your safety. It's going to improve public safety. In the past, sometimes, get this, it's taken days, even months, for detectives to canvass an area or during an emergency to learn more information, to go around and get evidence. I hate the detectives who have to be, I don't know, detecting. Now, police say that people can opt into the program just by registering their addresses and their cameras at connectdallas.org. And sure, we're going to still use our traditional investigative skills, duh, but video from homes and businesses and other organizations, it would be screened in real time at the Dallas Fusion Crime Center. And these are the people that are working there to have access to the technology. It's a very specific group of people that have access, and they're authorized Dallas police employees only. And those if you're not authorized, you're not seeing it. Has access to the cameras. Now, registering the camera doesn't happen automatically yet, but they give police access to a live video stream. And look, if you're a homeowner and you have your video camera up, investigators are still going to need to ask permission to see the video. And I'm sure that they will. But signing up helps the Dallas PD quickly find the nearest camera when there is an emergency or an investigation. Remember, it's completely voluntary, and online registration only takes about a minute. So if there's an emergency or an investigation, a detective can reach out via email about that particular incident. And that will, you can also, though, if you want to, and for, you know, more safety, you can give police direct access to your cameras. That's great. That's great. And these cameras are going to help police catch more people committing crimes. That I believe. The registered cameras could help police catch more people committing crimes. Yes, I do believe that. So we've got that going on for Dallas. It's also happening in Arlington, Texas, and Fort Worth, Texas, where they already have similar programs in place, which is good. It's all for our safety. This is the Metroplex. Arlington is in the DFW. It's DFW, and obviously FW stands for Fort Worth. So you have Dallas, Fort Worth, Metroplex, and you have Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington. I'm sure other cities are on board. I'm sure this is happening around the country for your safety. And so if you're a business and you have cameras there to access what's happening on your property, then you can go ahead and just allow, voluntarily, of course, the police to have access to those cameras just during an emergency or an investigation. Not sure what investigation is going to be happening, but, if there's an investigation or an emergency, we can access your cameras to help us catch bad people. That's the only reason we would use these. Okay. All right. Well, good luck. I mean, in today's world, if they come to your house and say, we need access to your cameras, I don't even think they have to have a warrant. They could say this is an emergency. We're in the middle of an investigation. We need access to your camera footage, anything that you have. And no, we're not going to get a warrant. And no, it's an emergency. So give it to us or we'll arrest you. I'm sure. If that's not happening already, which I believe it already is, it will. And so for your safety, just log everything you have onto our site. It's completely safe and voluntary and will only be used in the case of an emergency or an investigation. It won't be long before the cities are just flying their own drones over their citizens to see what's going on. I mean, the skies are going to be dark with drones delivering stuff. We know that already. We've covered that and we'll cover it again and more in depth on this show for sure. But, I was reading stories where police departments are using drones in their SWAT operations and search missions and investigations and, of course, security for events and, you know, for people's safety. So, I mean, when you remember movies when they have, blimps and planes flying over, investigating and looking at what's happening, that's what's going to happen. That is what's going to happen. So just be ready for it. Just be ready for it. The sky is not only dark. Is that a delivery drone? Oh, no, that's a police drone. They're just looking to make sure everything's okay. If you're not doing anything wrong, don't worry about it. Am I right? I know these cameras are businesses and homes, and you're voluntarily doing that for safety, and I kind of do understand it. Look, we all know, we've known for years, when you're out and about, wherever you're at, you might as well just plan on being on camera. Consider yourself on camera at all times when you're outside of your home. But when you're inside your home, you should have that feeling of, I don't know, safety, and your home is your castle. And if you have access to cameras inside my home, if I've set up security cameras inside and outside of my home, that's still my home. And so I don't necessarily like giving the authorities access, but I may not have a choice. And that's where the issue arises for me. I like to have at least the illusion of choice. You may not always have it, but I like to have the illusion of it. Now, there is a way that you can have a choice in what medicines you have available to you. Today, we're facing drug and medical supply shortages right here in the United States. As of March of this year, there were more than 200 drug shortages. And we found out recently there's actually now over 300 drug shortages here. And it looks like it's going to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better. Healthcare experts have pointed to shortages because of domestic production. And, the Drug Supply Chain Security Act has said, yeah, that's trending. And that's something to watch this year. Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah, you wouldn't think that things like that could happen in America, but we're seeing it, and we've been seeing it now for years, and it's a little disconcerting. Well, that's why you should have a Jace case. It provides 5 life-saving antibiotics for emergency use. All you have to do is fill out a simple form online, and you'll have it right there at the ready in case you need it. There are dozens of add-on options as well, like EpiPens and ivermectin. Jace Medical is empowering people just like you and just like me to be able to take our family's health into our own hands. Check them out today, jasemedical.com. J-A-S-E medical.com. You can enter the code Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, at checkout for a discount on your order. Promo code Jeffy at Jace Medical, J-A-S-E medical.com.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good news for you people who use the airlines frequently. The government has gotten more involved, and they have announced new rules requiring airlines to give passengers automatic cash refunds when flights are canceled or significantly changed. What does that mean? Well, a significant delay is lasting at least 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international ones. Yeah, I would say that as well. Airlines can still offer another flight or a travel credit instead, but customers who now can reject the offer, they couldn't reject it before. So much of this is like, is this actually happening? So the administration said that passengers can also get automatic refunds if their checked bags are significantly delayed or services they purchased, like Wi-Fi, are not provided. Without this rule, consumers have to navigate a patchwork of cumbersome processes to request and receive the refund. Yeah, because this isn't cumbersome at all. This is supposed to just happen right off the... Because it will. It'll be... Boy, I mean, just quick like a rabbit, and it'll be done. You won't have to waste any time trying to figure it out. So, airlines must automatically issue refunds without passengers having to explicitly request them or jump through hoops. Yeah, you don't want people jumping through hoops. Airlines and ticket agents must promptly issue refunds within 7 business days of refunds becoming due for credit card purchases and 20 calendar days for other payment methods. Okay. Airlines and ticket agents must provide refunds in cash or whatever original payment method the individual used to make the purchase, such as credit card or online miles. Does anyone pay with cash anymore without being questioned by the TSA, the FBI, every government agency? You're using cash. Why? So airlines must not substitute vouchers, travel credits, or other forms of compensation unless the passenger affirmatively chooses to accept alternative compensation. Okay, so again, they ask and you say yes or no. Why is that such a big deal? And also, they're requiring airlines and ticket agents to tell customers what fees they charge for checked bags. Do I hate those blind fees, man? When I fly, they don't tell you a thing, except they do. When you order tickets, they tell you exactly what you're paying for. But man, I guess some airlines don't. I guess they have sneaky blind spots in their ordering procedure, so... They're gonna have to tell you what fees are being charged for checked bags and carry-on bags, or changing a reservation or canceling a reservation. Yeah, because we don't want anybody doing that and without actually knowing what could happen. Because they never tell you what could happen if you do that, except that they always do. Good news is also that these particular new rules are going to take effect in the next couple of years. Yeah, nothing too soon. We couldn't just mandate, hey, you guys have got to do this like now, because most of it you're already doing, but for sure, you know, we're gonna make sure that it goes into effect in the next couple of years. So you're taken care of. Man, you are taken care of. Then we have California starting to go after the CLEAR program. If you're not familiar with CLEAR, it was, founded 14, 15 years ago, and it provides identity verification services for expedited security screenings at more than 50 airports, as well as other venues like stadiums, and it currently operates in 9 California airports, charging travelers to cut the line at security once their identity is confirmed at a CLEAR pod. It's different from TSA PreCheck, which expedites the actual security checkpoint process. But, you know, some people are mad because, it's a pay-to-play system. Well, if you travel enough where you want to use the airport and airlines and a lot, it's worth it. Of course it's pay-to-play. It's okay, so currently, CLEAR customers pay $189 a year to verify their identities at airport kiosks before being escorted past queued passengers in front of the TSA lines. That's huge. Man, if you travel a lot, that is fantastic. But because it makes it look like it's, the haves and the have-nots, you can't have that. We don't want that. We want everybody to be patted down by the TSA and everybody to go through there. It's all, they have deals with the airports. They have deals with the airlines. And they say in this story, flight attendants and TSA agents who denounce CLEAR as a pay-to-play system. I would guess that many of the flight attendants, I believe they would probably be part of CLEAR. I have to find that out. I would not be surprised to see that they pay for CLEAR so they can just bypass the TSA altogether. Now, most of them, I think, go through a bypass line. But they still, ever so often, get hit with a search and pat down. With CLEAR, that wouldn't happen, right? So I bet you they do. But anyway, it's too good of a system, and it's working too good, and everybody's happy with it. So let's bring it down. And that's exactly what California is gonna try to do. So be ready for that. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. All right, so this is something that I think I need that I didn't know I needed. It's an Oreo Sour Patch Kids cookie, and it looks and sounds good. It's a new limited edition Oreo Sour Patch Kids cookie. You can pre-order it. Starting yesterday, if you're listening live, today is the 25th of April. This actually started, you could pre-order it yesterday at Oreo.com. It's going to hit stores May 6th. And the cookies resemble Oreo golden cookies, but both the cookie and the cream filling have Sour Patch Kids flavors and colors, creating a sweet yet sour taste. Yeah, it looks really good and sounds really good. If you like Sour Patch, it looks fantastic. And they also have the Oreo Sour Patch Kids cookies and wear the gear. They got hats and socks and shirts and pants. That's awesome. So, I did not know that I needed this, but I do. So look for that at a store starting on May 6th. I may even have to, pre-order a limited edition, man, because it looks so fantastic. And I'm a Sour Patch fan. And I'm an Oreo fan. I know that comes as a surprise. But it looks really good. So the mashup between Oreo and Sour Patch Kids candies, I say yes. Also, I see where they did a Oreo Space Dunk cookie with blue and pink cosmic cream marshmallowy filling with candy particles mixed in. I don't know that I've had that either. I am slipping a little bit of my Oreo tasting. I want to try that as well. So let's make that happen, because Oreo and Sour Patch and then Oreo and Space Dunk again. Yes, please. And yes, I'm going to go ahead and dip them in my bird flu milk, because I'm not having these cookies without a glass of milk. That just isn't happening. Wow, this is kind of a good ad for Dunkin', you know, Dunkin' Donuts, but everybody's supposed to call them Dunkin' now, except the sign says Dunkin' Donuts on it when you look at the actual sign of the restaurant. Anyway, a car smashed into a Dunkin' Donuts earlier today, in fact, in Rhode Island, and in Cranston, Rhode Island, and right there on Reservoir Avenue. You know where it's at. And it's the car crashed right into the front of the coffee shop, shattered glass. Police say the driver had his learner's permit and was learning how to drive. And they said, we put the car in drive, and the passenger said, hit the brake, and instead he hit the gas and went through the front window into the counter. Now, the young man said his mother works in the building, and he's glad she wasn't hit. I'm happy she didn't get hit. Yeah, no kidding. So are we, Brian. And that would not have been good. No, it wouldn't have been good if anyone was hit. But I think they said it was a car malfunction. Right. America doesn't just run on Dunkin'. Cars do too. There you go. So let's file the insurance claims and we can move on. And Dunkin' can thank you. You ought to charge Dunkin' for that line, I'll tell you that. Now, of course, the location, how pissed would you be? I mean, the location is closed and you pull up, you're ready for your Dunkin', you want to get a donut and a coffee or whatever you get at Dunkin', and it's closed because some kid ran his car through it. Least they could do is open the drive-thru. We're just grateful no one was injured or hurt. Yes, yes, we are absolutely grateful of that. And there were no signs that the driver was impaired. No, it was just a young kid early in the morning, and it was a car malfunction. Of course it was a car malfunction. America doesn't just run on Dunkin', cars do too. Man, you're welcome, Dunkin'. You should be paying for that. So the fight is on, and the fight is continuing on. TikTok is going to go ahead and file their legal challenge against the new law requiring its China-based parent company ByteDance to sell the platform or withdraw from the U.S. market within 270 days. Our president signed the order, and as part of a broader $95 billion foreign aid package, which is great. I wouldn't want them to just focus on, you know, one thing at a time. No, let's put it all together. Let's get it packaged together. So the window for sale, which can be extended 90 days, falls on January 19th, one day before the current presidential term ends. Now, the platform, I mean, they're boasting 170 million users. And, of course, the CEO of TikTok, Xiaozhe Chu, he posted yesterday that, hey, we're not going anywhere.
Hi, everyone. It's Xiao here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. Uh-huh. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on all platforms.
He's right there. Now, I'm no big fan of TikTok, but, you know, it's kind of agonizing to think about that.
Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom.
It's really not what they're going after, but okay.
TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard. And that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives.
Yeah,
rest assured,
we love you too.
We aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts.
Oh,
the facts
that's good.
And the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
Yeah, he's still going. He's got another minute to go. I don't know if I can take it.
Our community is filled with people who have found acceptance and compassion, offered inspiration and encouragement, increased their awareness, and brought into perspectives.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. It's just a promo for TikTok now. I mean, that's what the whole thing was, is a promo for TikTok. I got it, but I don't need any more of the promo. He just said, we're not going away, we're still going to fight, and it's all about free speech. So it'll be fun. It'll be fun to see what actually happens. We'll be right back.
Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is normally where I would do who died today, but no one has died. No one's dying anymore. You could say, hey, no, someone died. Nope, no one has died. No one of any prominence anyway has died. I know if you have a family member that passed away, rest in peace. I know you loved them and, you know, it's sad. But anyone of any prominence, have they all died? And no, everyone else is still alive and kicking. Okay. All right. What's the over-under on when Robert De Niro, who is 80 now, Robert Douche Niro is 80. How long is he going to make it? He's probably that guy. That guy lives on hate, so he's probably going to make it for at least another 15, right? At least. He's going into his 90s. We're going to have to hear his agonizing voice until his 90s. That's my over-under. De Niro makes it to 96. 96 years old. That's just a, you know, prediction that probably is. Now, this guy probably wishes he was dead. A Louisiana man, 54-year-old man, has been found guilty to 4 counts of second-degree rape. And the judge, William Dykes, sentenced him to 50 years in prison and to be physically castrated. That doesn't sound like fun. But it wasn't fun what he did. This is part of his guilty plea for the rape of a 14-year-old girl that resulted in her pregnancy. I don't know if she kept the baby or not. That's a tough call for someone to be raped and get pregnant and then decide whether you have to keep the baby or not. That's a tough call. I'm glad I don't have to make that call. However, this douchebag, doesn't deserve to be, a lot of people would say that he doesn't deserve to be alive. And he will still be alive because he has to serve 50 years in prison, but he's also going to be castrated. And that does not sound like fun. You can quote me on that. Glenn Sullivan Sr., 54, does not sound like he's going to be very happy with his 50 years in prison being castrated. So have fun. I guess we did have a death at the Denver Zoo. The Denver Zoo, a 13-year-old clouded leopard, Lisu, was put down. And I guess the zoo just says, hey, looks like you're not feeling well. Yeah, you've been sick for the last couple weeks? Yeah. Well, man, we're going to be sad about it, but we're putting you down because we don't have time to be messing with you. Sorry. That's what they said. We noticed a decline in the health over the past couple weeks, and it's with great sadness that these medical conditions are something that Lisu, L-I-S-U, had to deal with. But our animal care and veterinary medicine teams were managing and trying to figure out what they could do with the significant decline in her health. And we made the difficult decision. Yeah, we're putting her down. So rest in peace, clouded leopard Lisu at the Denver Zoo, dead at the age of 13. And look, I get it. No one supports zoos more than me or this show. We already have made that clear on this show and others. Man, that's what happens. You start being, if we have to take care of you more than you being out there showing off to the public, sorry about it. You're going down. You know, yesterday we talked about how Prime Energy sports drinks were facing a class action suit because of excessive PFAs, forever chemicals, and excessive caffeine. Well, Logan Paul has responded to that charge with a TikTok video that I found pretty interesting. He takes it down pretty hard. Although, I will say, I don't think he addresses the forever chemicals, but I didn't hear him address the excess sugar amount.
lawsuit against Logan Paul's company Prime for there being PFOs, which are forever chemicals, in the Prime hydration drink.
All right, let's talk about this. First off, anyone can sue anyone at any time. That does not make the lawsuit true, and in this case, it is not. There's claims that PFOS or forever chemicals come from plastic. So in this case, they're not talking about the actual drink, the liquid Prime. They're talking about the bottle that Prime is manufactured in. This ain't a rinky-dink operation. We use the top bottle manufacturers in the United States. All of your favorite beverage brands, Coke, Pepsi, Tropicana, Dr. Pepper, they use these companies. If the product is served in plastic, they make a bottle for them. Accordingly, we follow Title 21 for the Code of Regulations for PET and all other types of bottles. The products are manufactured by our company in a manner compliant with all pertinent current good manufacturing practices by the United States Food and Drug Administration. All of our suppliers use GMP facilities. Well, let's say they're talking about the drink itself. Here's where their argument really falls apart. Pay attention.
But according to the testing done by one of the lawyers for the plaintiff...
Whoa! Hold it! You saw Goodman or Walter White, brother, because this little study that was conducted by a lawyer is absolute bullshit. They're claiming that Prime is 0.06 ppt, parts per trillion. But that's interesting, because the EPA says that anything under 1.1 ppt cannot be deemed as reasonably accurate, meaning they don't have the right tools or resources to even prove what they're claiming. Are you following this? It means the detection limit is 66 times more than what they're claiming we have in our drink. And that's just the detection limit. Your own state will not even take action unless it's over 40 parts per trillion. So we don't even think this information is factual, but for the sake of this conversation, let's continue.
In one Prime hydration drink, they found three times the amount of PFOs that you should consume in drinking water in your life.
We have a very big multi-million dollar filter that
he's showing
the
pictures
water from the
of
state.
The
water
manufacturing plant.
Water provided by the state before we make it into Prime. If this claim about PFOs and PFAs is true, what is that saying about your state water? Then, according to their website, the Environmental Protection Agency's recommendation is using one of three tactics to remove as many PFOS and PFAS as possible. Activated carbon, ion exchange treatment, and reverse osmosis. Well, we do two out of the three of those to clean the state's water before it even becomes Prime. We don't think these numbers are factual, and we're not the only one who caught this.
The level that was reportedly found was below the limit of detection, and if that
this
even
is a,
was the level,
a,
it is still
a food science
times lower
babe
than the recently established federal maximum contaminant level of 4 parts per trillion for PFOS.
For customer safety, we retain samples of every single batch of Prime that has ever come off the production line. So if slash when this plaintiff wants to come forward with the production number, we will retain samples from that batch and conduct our own independent study. We're putting out better for you products. Meanwhile, our competitors are on the cusp of getting banned in the United States.
Lucky
the number
jar,
one sports drink in the world
Cheerios,
just had SKUs
Oreos,
banned in California
Gatorade.
Using dyes linked to cancer. That is a fact. It already happened. The difference with us is one person conducted a random study and has provided zero evidence to substantiate any of their claims. Do y'all remember a while back when they said that the FDA was investigating Prime? It never happened. They never called us because we follow every single guideline and regulation. So Tommy, the TikTok lawyer, 4 videos in, man, farm those views, get those likes, and get a haircut while you're at it. We'll accept an apology for the next 48 hours. Otherwise, you're going to be representing yourself in a miserable courtroom for life.
Wow. There you go. So he, you know, he's fighting back, and as well, I would expect him to. So, you know, he and a KSI are together on these Prime drinks. And I said yesterday, I mean, I have Prime drinks in my home. My son loves them. So, but he did not address the excessive caffeine or sugar. Now, I don't know if that was in a separate video or if he just let that one slide. But in the original story, it talked about the lady who was bringing a lawsuit against them because they had more sugar than advertised and more caffeine than advertised. So, not sure what's up with that lawsuit.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So we know now that the person who, I don't know, accosted Alec Baldwin at the coffee shop was this crackhead Barney. That's her social media handle. And she goes around and dresses in white face. And she goes by Crackhead Barney. Her real name, we don't know. She's the anonymous personality from Jamaica, Queens. So she claims that her performance art and confrontational media is a statement about the double standards of society in the U.S. As the U.S. supports Israel in the genocide of Palestinians here at home, powerful people maintain the facet of politeness and dignity while we export death and terror around the world. Adding that the entertainment industry has been largely silent over Israel's genocide. Her recent videos largely consist of her swearing at cops and telling pro-Israel demonstrators as things like, "You're not... you know they're not coming home," referring to the hostages kidnapped by Hamas. After the incident, she said that he pushed her out the door and deadbolted it to keep her out. She then stalked around the outside, talking to herself about how Alec Baldwin had assaulted her and that she should press charges, while calling random passerbys racist and Zionist bitches. Then she went on Piers Morgan. She was wearing a diaper, bare chest, of course, and that's her look with the white face and the diapers and the the white. She also had a cast on and a neck brace on. Did I mention the red lipstick, the blonde wig, and the sunglasses? No, I didn't. Okay, yeah, she was wearing that on Pierce as well. And it went a little something like this.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time.
I'm joined by Alec Baldwin's antagonist there, who calls herself a crackhead Barney.
Okay. I wore my diaper today for you, Pierce. Do you like it?
Do you want to sit down?
Do you see the damage that Alec did to me? Do you see the damage? Look at my arm.
No, you weren't maimed by Alec Baldwin on Monday, were you?
I was maimed.
No, you weren't. Your wig's come off.
Pierce, can you say free Palestine for me?
If you don't shut up, I can't give you the answer.
Pierce Morgan is beating me up on international TV!
This is one of the most pathetic things I've ever had to endure.
Okay, so there you have it. If you thought that there was going to be any kind of lawsuit against our man Alec, there's no way that that's happening. She's just stirring the pot. I mean, there was more to that interview where she was dribbling food on her face and saying that she was a victim. And it was just making a mockery of the whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, she called Pierce effing annoying, supporting the Queen, F the Crown, F Buckingham Palace. And I'm surprised, I don't know how long Pierce had her on, but I sure it wasn't very, very long. But look, she's a performance artist. We'll say, I'll give her that much. Maybe, we'll call it that. We'll call it a performance artist, Crackhead Barney. But for anyone to be on her side against Alec Baldwin? Nope. Not happening. Do you know that it's been 19 years since the first YouTube video posted? 19 years. Now, 19 years and a couple of days. Those of you listening live, today is the 25th of April, 2024. So April 23rd, 2005. Was the first YouTube video posted from the San Diego Zoo. I'm disappointed that it wasn't me posting the first YouTube video from a zoo. But it's been, think of how far we've come since that video was posted from the San Diego Zoo 19 years ago. Wow. We've come to Crackhead Barney posting stuff on her phone. Not all YouTube, of course, but that's where we've come. Hey, you can follow me on my social media accounts, X at JeffyJFR, Facebook and Instagram is Jeff Fisher Radio, my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, and you can order a Cameo from me at any time at JeffyJFR on the Cameo app. I believe it's Jeff Fisher on the Cameo website. That's not free, but you just order it and tell Cameo what you want from me. Happy, glad, sad, mad, or mean. And I do it like a trained monkey. And everybody's happy. You get your video. Cameo gets their cut. I get my cut. It's all happy. That's just a happy little family in the Cameo circle. And you can always email the show, ChewingTheFatAtTheBlaze.com. ChewingTheFatAtTheBlaze.com. All right. Here's a joke of the day. Made me actually LOL yesterday. And I had a smile on my face as I was reading it. A man checked into a hotel where there was a computer in his room. So he decided to send an email to his wife. He accidentally typed the wrong email address. And without realizing it, he sent it to the mail of a widow who had just returned from her husband's funeral. The widow decided to check her email, expecting condolences messages from relatives and friends. After reading the first message, she fainted. And the son rushed into the room, found his mother on the floor, and he looked up at the computer screen, and the computer screen read, "To my loving wife, I know you're surprised to hear from me. They have computers here, and we're allowed to send emails to loved ones. I've just checked in. How are you and the kids? The place is really nice, but I'm lonely here. I've made necessary arrangements for your arrival tomorrow. Expecting you, darling. I can't wait to see you." See, that's why she thought it was from her dead husband. And so did the son. And then she fainted. And that was the... Now you get it.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.